ending the Baroque voyages of January with a trip to Egypt. Parisian Egyptian mania took off in the late 18th century when Napoleon invaded Egypt. But before then, there was some knowledge about Egypt. Paintings and sketches of the sites had been published, and sculptures resided in private collections. In 1731, Abbot Jean Trezon's fantastic novel, Sethos, taken from the private memoirs of the ancient Egyptian, was published in 6 volumes and became popular in European literary circles. The author writes about myths of Egypt, its wisdom, and the cult of Isis. He claims that he was keeping closely to an ancient source, but never stated what that source was. Sethos was to influence the Freemasons, as well as operas, including Mozart's Magic Flute. But long before that, Rameau composed an Egyptian-inspired opera ballet, La Naissance d'Osiris, The Birth of Osiris. The work was first performed in 1754 at Fontainebleau to celebrate the birth of the future king, Louis XVI. The story tells of Jupiter's announcement to a group of Egyptian shepherds of the birth of the god Osiris, clearly symbolizing the birth of the prince. It has been observed that there is a historical irony here, as Osiris was murdered, just as Louis was to be guillotined. A reviewer from Le Mercure de France described the scenery: pillars of the temple carved with hieroglyphics, sphinxes, and a palm tree. The story and the set were exotic, but the music was typical of French pastoral music of the time. Here from Rameau's La Naissance d'Osiris is the Musette Tendre, a gentle piece with a serene melody over a drone. And then the Air Majestueuse and Gracieuse, full of double stopping and noble effects that befit the birth of a prince. Capella Savaria are directed here by Mary Terry Smith.
Thank you.
was Rameau's Musette Tendre and air Majesteuse from Les Naissances de Cyrus, performed by Capella Savaria with Mary Terry Smith. FMR.